It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and what you might want to do is take your Bibles and turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 34. We'll begin a verse-by-verse study in a few moments, beginning in verse 11 of Ezekiel chapter 34. But first, I want to finish up this part of the Sunday school lesson we're studying about the false prophets and false teachers that plagued Ezekiel's day and continue to plague us unto our very own day. So we'll be doing that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now we're studying a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of June the 8th, 1924. And in that lesson, Elam wrote, "Today, the Israel of God are failing in the knowledge and practice of the truth, in righteousness and godliness, because of the shameful and woeful failure of many preachers to preach the gospel of God, and for lack of spiritual shepherds to guard and protect and instruct the church. We are told by both Christ and the apostles that there are many false prophets and teachers, and are solemnly warned against them, and we are commanded to test them." In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. By their fruit ye shall know them. The men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles. Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but the corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits shall ye know them." When I read that, I'm reminded of the people who will often say, judge not," as though we're not to exercise any judgment. Well, here, Jesus instructs us to be fruit inspectors. We read in the book of 1 John chapter 4, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not Jesus is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it cometh, and now it is on the world already. Ye are of God, my little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they as of the world, and the world heareth them. But we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He who is not of God heareth us not. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." You see what John is saying there? We can know that which is truth and that which is in error by comparing it to the things that the apostles, John and his fellow apostles, have said. They are of God. That's what John says when he says, "We are of God." And to hear what they have written in the scriptures is to hear from God. And we use that as the standard by which we test every teaching to see whether or not it also is of God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21 we read, "Prove all things." He's talking about teachings, for he's just said, "Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings." So of all these teachings we are to receive, we are to prove them. That is, we're to put them to the test. Prove all things. And then having testing them, hold fast to that which is good, and abstain from every form of evil. To hold fast means to hold it close, and to abstain means to put it far from you. And so we test every teaching according to the Word of God, the written Word of God in the Scriptures, and we hold on to that which is good, and we put away from us that which is not good, that which fails the test. You have to use the Word of God to test the teachings of the teachers, because preachers and teachers never acknowledge that they themselves are false prophets. With that, I want us to turn to the explanatory notes, and we'll do a verse-by-verse study and commentary on this passage that we found in Ezekiel chapter 34. In Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 and 12, we read, "For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I myself, even I, will search for my sheep, and will seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day, that he is among his sheep that are scattered abroad. So will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all places wherewith they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day." Jehovah is the true and great shepherd of his sheep. Let me read to you again from the 23rd Psalm, where David wrote, "Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He guideth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah forever." These words remind us of what Jesus said in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18, where he declares that he is the good shepherd. John 10 and verse 1 reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the potter openeth, and the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he hath put forth all his own, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things that they were which he spake unto them." John 10 and verse 7. "Jesus therefore said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and shall find pasture. The thief cometh not, but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life, and that they might have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. He that is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own sheep are not, behold, the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf snatcheth them, and scattereth them. He fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine own, and mine own know me, even as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock and one shepherd. Therefore doth the Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man taketh it away from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again. This commandment I received from my Father. Whereas the cruel, oppressive, covetous, and wicked shepherds had devoured the flock and neglected the afflicted and needy, and brought on the captivity, and scattered the sheep in many places, God would search for them, seek them out, and deliver them out of all places, whether they had been scattered in the cloudy and dark day, days of distress, persecution, and captivity. In Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 13 and 14, we read, "And I will bring them out from the peoples, and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and upon the mountains of the height of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie down in good fold, and on fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel." So, after seeking his sheep that had been scattered, God promised, one, to take them out from the peoples among whom they were captives, gather them from these countries, and bring them into their own land. Two, to feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the watercourses and in all the inhabited places of the country. And three, to fold them, to feed them with fat and good pastures, and cause them to lie down in a good fold. We read in verse 15 of Ezekiel 34, "I myself will be the shepherd of thy sheep, and I will cause them to lie down, saith Jehovah." And in verse 16, "I will seek that which was lost. I will bring back that which was driven away. I will bind up that which was broken. I will strengthen that which was sick. But the fat and the strong will I destroy. I will feed them in justice." You will note the contrast there and what we read about in Ezekiel 34 and verse 4, where it says, "The disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought back that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but ye with force and rigor have ruled over them." God would seek that which was lost, and bring back that which was driven away, and bind up that which was broken, and strengthen that which was sick. But the ones who had grown fat and become strong by preying upon the others, those he would destroy. The covetous and wicked prophets and priests who had oppressed and fleeced the flock had fattened and become strong, and God declared he would deal in justice with them. And with the ones they had oppressed and driven away, he said he would deliver the captives of the mighty and feed the oppressors with their own flesh and cause them to drink their own blood. In Isaiah 49 and verse 26, we read, "I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their blood as sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, Jehovah, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer."